In Galatians 5th chapter, verses 22 and 23, we will see a list of the fruits of the Spirit. Long-suffering is one of those fruits. Long-suffering means having a great amount of patience. It's being able to endure wrongs or difficulties with calmness. And in our relationships with each other, it's having the ability to be slow to speak and slow to anger. The word fruit here refers to the character of the Lord being reproduced in a believer. When we're filled with the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit will reproduce in us. Using plants as an example, we see how the branches cling close to the vine, getting nutrients and reproducing after its own kind. It's the same way with the Christian. We should cling close to Christ, allowing His character to take root in us and reproduce. He will provide the spiritual nutrients we need. We have two natures within us. We have the sinful nature, which is the work of the flesh, wanting to take control, working to oppose the will of God, reproducing bad fruit. Then we have the Holy Spirit, working within us, wanting to lead us to attitudes and behaviors that are in step with the will of God, producing good fruit, which is the fruit of the Spirit. It's our choice to decide which path to follow. When we aren't patient or long-suffering, we can easily miss opportunities. We can miss an opportunity to encourage another believer who may need encouragement, or an opportunity to witness to an unbeliever, which may lead them to Christ. Our inner fruit affects our outer actions. And showing great patience shouldn't be an act. It should be a natural part of our lives, because hypocrisy has no place in the body of Christ. We're told in the 15th chapter of John that Christ is the true vine, and we are the branches. The only way we can bear fruit is to abide in Him. Abide means to remain in Him. When we remain in Him, He'll prune us, cutting away and uprooting the unproductive parts of our character that's causing us to be unfruitful. There are steps we can take to cultivate our inner man, making it more fertile, preparing it to allow the fruit of long-suffering to reproduce in us. First, we have to make a decision to be long-suffering. It all starts with the mind. Therefore, we have to renew our minds, changing our way of thinking to God's way, making a decision not to be impatient, short-tempered, hard to get along with. His way is the right way, not ours. We have to measure ourselves by Him and not by each other. Next, we should have a sincere prayer life, communicating with God. When we communicate with Him, He'll reveal to us the area of our lives we need to work on, the parts that are displeasing to Him. Then we should read the Word faithfully, study it, meditate on it, and to the best of our ability, do what it says. The Scriptures are there to be an example, to guide us, lead us, and direct us. We should be aware of our negative thoughts, of being selfish and pride, which can all lead to impatience. Don't allow them to become strongholds in our lives. Then we should be kind with our words. Words are powerful. They can uplift, they can inspire, they can encourage, but they can also cause hurt feelings and bitterness when they are spoken in anger or impatiently. Yes, our words should be true, but they should also be kind. Proverbs 16 chapter verse 24 tells us that kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. I'm Betty Hughes, and that's Fruitful Talk from the Pew.